We'd like to continue to make these announcements so that all concerned know exactly what's happening out here on the Mevo 2. In case you've just joined us, and in case you might be able to help us, approximately 1 hour ago, the Mevo 2 was surrounded by a rather large tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, along with a launch, the Viking, registered in Panama and also owned, both of them owned by Mr. Herrmann, who is on board the ship. Along with him was Mr. Mundes, who I believe many of our readers, our listeners in Holland, have been well acquainted with the situation that's been going on over the past week. So, about an hour ago, the launch left the Mevo 2 after Mr. Mundes talked to our captain. The captain has told them that they are not allowed on the ship. This is international waters, and any act that might take place outside the territorial limit is an act of piracy. And now the tug, the Husky, from Willemstad, owned by Mr. Herrmann, is now approaching the Mevo 2 with approximately 20 men on board, rather large, I might add, and they appear that they're going to attempt to cut the anchor chain on the Mevo 2. We have 6 sailors on this boat, we have 7 discharges, and it doesn't look like we have the size nor the numbers to take care of ourselves. So consequently, we ask anyone and everyone in the Scheveningen area, in The Hague, because that's the closest point from land here, to come out to the Mevo 2 as soon as possible if they're willing to aid in our fight against this act of piracy from Mr. Mundes and Mr. Herrmann.
Thank you very much indeed, Carl Mitchell. We'll be listening to some jazz records for the moment, so we can interrupt them at any time with the latest developments out here on the Mevo 2. Our position at the moment is 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north, 4 degrees, 13 minutes, 30 seconds east. So if you want to come up, you know exactly where we are, and we would be very grateful for anybody and everybody to come out and help in our fight for radio.
Still for aid from anyone and everyone in The Hague and in Scheveningen. In case you've just joined us, the Mevo 2 is currently being boarded by... Yes?
It seems we're going to spray water onto the antenna, which apart from shipping out our transmitter, would also give whoever did it a very lethal shock. So by all means, spray the area with water if it makes you feel any better.
We might add just what Spangle said, so it's loud and clear to those people on the tug, the Husky. If you're contemplating spraying the antenna with water, you're going to be in for a bit of a surprise, because I think 100,000 watts of power will be coming back down in your direction. So if you care to be fried a wee bit, I don't really think that...